Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, let you and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. I pray that your day has been just filled with nothing but the blessings of the Lord. And I can hear the scripture going saying that the blessings of the Lord will make us rich and add no sorrow. And so I'm so excited that you joined us on today. I tell you, children of God, we have a wonderful session on today. And I have with me on today Pastor Deborah Dempf from the Paradise of Praise Church here in the Pacific Northwest region. And I want to read her bio on today, but I know we're in for a treat on today. So come right on in home and make yourself right at home. I know God is going to tremendously, tremendously bless us on today. Well, I'd like to go ahead and just read Pastor Dempf's bio on this morning, and then we're going to introduce the woman of God, and we're just going to have just another glorious time on today. Pastor Deborah Dempf has prayerfully led the flock for the last 19 years. She carries and bore the burdens of POP in prayer, intercession, and personal sacrifice and diligent service. While birthing the ministry with our late former, she lovingly raised and nurtured their two sons and graciously raised over 30 foster children. And in the early days of POP, P-O-P, our present-day ministry of the Neighborhood Food Bank and POP Clothing Bank began from the resource of her closet, kitchen, and wallet. Pastor Dempf is a woman of God who teaches the power of prayer and intercession. She is a woman who is given to the Word of God, sensitive to the voice of God, and obedient to the instruction of God. Her seasoned wisdom and knowledge equips her, while her love and obedience to God propels her to raise and guide our ministry to fulfill men and women of God who are yielded to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and ready to win a world for the kingdom of God. Now let's look at a little bit more about Pastor Dempf. Pastor Dempf was born in Valdosta, Georgia on November 28th. To Barlow Sr. and Mary Frances Williams. Coming from a large family of six sisters and four brothers, she learned very early in her life to be a giver. She's also learned the value of being thankful and appreciative of all the things God has given. She grew up in a God-fearing home where she watched God elevate her past her parents, from lay members to senior pastors. Little did she know, God was preparing her for the things that were to come. Now, throughout most of her early childhood, Pastor Deborah Dempf suffered from the misdiagnosed bone complication. She learned the value of persistence despite the circumstances, and through pain overcoming and overtaking her body constantly, she put faith into practice, knowing God is a very present help. Now, at the age of 19, Pastor Dempf lost her mother, and this suppressed any pain that she ever felt. This pain pierced her very heart. She was a loving mother who had instilled the determination and will that helped shape Deborah into the woman she had become. Through prayer and persistence, she applied the teaching of her parents and refused to allow yet another circumstance to defeat her. Now, in 1979, she moved to Seattle where she married our late founder, or the late founder, William B. Demp Sr. This union produced two children, realizing that God had richly blessed them. Deborah realized that with that they were blessed to be a blessing to others. She began operating and opening up her home to foster children, with many as 8 children in her home at a time, and she put into action the ancient proverb, "It takes a village to raise a child." Pastor Demp is a diligent worker. Anyone who knows her realizes if there is a task to do, while you contemplating the next move, she has already completed the task. My, my, my. She truly have a servant heart and a humble spirit, and perhaps the most challenging things to do is to get her to sit down for a moment and relax, and her loving and caring spirit is unparalleled. She is a virtuous woman, and the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31, verses 10 through verse number 31. It is indeed an honor and a privilege on today for me to introduce this great woman of God, none other than Senior Pastor Deborah Demp, the pastor of Paradise Praise Church there in West Seattle. I welcome you on this morning, woman of God.
Thank you so much, and it's a privilege and an honor for me to be on your show today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I tell you, your bio is just really just moving me in my heart, and it's just really just a profound, profound bio that you have and all of the many things that God has so graciously blessed you. But I had a beautiful opportunity to meet you at the conference that we just had, MethQuest. Yes. The Lord blessed us, yes, to have an opportunity to meet. And it was just laid immediately in my heart to bring you on the show. And so thank you so, so much.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm. And so now, why don't you share with us a little, if you can, Pastor Demp, about your experience being in ministry and anything else that you would like to share about just ministry in itself and what God has so graciously blessed you to do.
Well, the ministry that God has blessed us to be able to do with the Paradise of Praise has been an awesome work. We believe in praying and seeking God for guidance and allowing Him to lead us and guide us into what He would have us to do and be in Him. And through the prayer and intercession early morning on Saturdays and on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock faithfully, Wednesday nights at for half an hour before service, I mean, we always believe in seeking God first and going before Him in prayer for His guidance. So in the midst of that, God has really blessed us to stay faithful to Him and to trust in Him and just know that He can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can ask or, you know, expect out of Him. So, and He's been doing that in the ministry. He's been helping us to be a blessing to others as well as the members of the Paradise of Praise been a blessing to us by being faithful and allowing God to change their lives and God to make them over again and God to work miracles and perform healing in them. So it's just been a blessing, you know, through seeking God for the people, knowing that the people belong to Him. And we're just a workmanship, or, you know, a servant of Him, you know, to be a blessing to His people and to equip them and to lead them and stir them in the right direction to Him, that He may bless their lives and use them for His glory to be disciples of men.
Yes, and that is just so profound, and I know that it's been just a joy to you to be able just to see how God just takes His people and just allow them to transform into the wonderful men and women of God that He called them out to be. Can you just elaborate on some of the joys that you have in just in ministry?
Oh, I have a joy of how God comes in, and when people come in, we had a young man when he was younger, and in his younger days, he's a little older now. When we first started the church, he used to walk to the sanctuary. He used to stay down the street from the church. He would walk with his, I think he had 3 or 4 kids. He would walk faithfully to service, amen. He didn't have a car, but he walked faithfully to service with his kids, and his wife was not with him at the time, and how God brought him in, and God changed his life, God filled him with the Holy Spirit, how God just changed his whole life around, where he grasped hold to faith in God and allowed God to just feed him the word, and he ate that word, and God made him a brand new person. And also God provided for him the things that are needed in his life, with the automobile, the home, and brought the life back in the family. You know, God did it for him like he should. So those kind of things bring me so much joy when he can come in and seek God and know that God is real, and, you know, just not hear the word and not see the word being manifest in their lives. When God manifests, you know, and brings to pass the things that he has promised in his word he will do, it just brings me joy and how God will heal cancer. You know, we had this one sister, Melody, that had cancer, and how God delivered her from cancer. We all just put our plates away, and we went before God for her, and had other ministries, you know, involved in praying and seeking God for her, and how God delivered her from that cancer.
My Lord,
that was just, you know, those things bring me so much joy that they can trust in the Lord and believe God and have faith in him for the impossible. You know, when man is dreaming, it is God's opportunity. When we don't went to our wit's end, then we can depend on God and know that if it don't happen, you know, the only way it's going to happen is through God.
Yes.
Because we can't make it happen. So that knowing that they have to depend on God, and, you know, when they went to their wit's end. So it's just been a blessing to seeing God work miracles in people's lives, changing their lives. That just brings me so much joy.
Yes.
And the peace that he brings in our hearts when people can come in and they all messed up and don't know who to trust, you know,
abuse
and use, and they put their faith in God and allow God to bring that peace which surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
They keep our hearts in peace, who mind is stayed on thee, and they learn how to put, you know, put their hearts in the right place to trust God, and he will bring that peace in their lives. And that just excites me when people can be changed and allow God to do whatever he needs to do in their lives that bring excitement to me.
And I was reading your bio too, Pastor Dempsey, and I tell you, I was just so blessed by the work that God has blessed you and your passion, and how that you, your heart of raising over 30 foster children. I think that that's just so profound, and the joy that it must have been, and probably still is, of seeing the rewards and seeing the lives and things, and Preventure, and maybe another foster mother that is out there, or someone, a mother contemplating or desiring to become one. Can you just share just your joys and from that wonderful and awesome passion that you had? And then it says that you, out of your own, you know, you brought your resources out of your closet, out of your kitchen, your pocket, and things to be able to man or facilitate food bank and the clothing bank. Oh, it just started out of what you had. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, it takes a village to raise kids, you know. And when we come, when we was coming up as kids, when my mom and my dad was raising us, you know, the neighborhood, the our neighbors helped raise us. You know, we did something wrong, they told our parents. My mom need help with anything, they would help out and they wouldn't charge. You know, they was just there for us. And it was just like we had two or three moms and dads in the neighborhood.
Right, yeah.
And that blessed our upbringing. So when I came to Seattle and I had my two kids and I was working, I had a desire to be home. And I said, well, I'm just going to have two kids so right now, and maybe I can help some other kids. And that would release me from my job. I go and start, you know, helping other kids and being there for them. And God allowed me to get laid off. So when I got laid off from my job, I started in foster care, and I started just regular foster care. I started with two kids. I had a boy and a girl, Ashley and Jonathan. And today and now, Ashley is still with me. She's 23 years old. And I started with them, and God has blessed them and blessed me to be a blessing to them as being their moms. And I don't take it lightly, because my heart, why I put everything in it, because that's one of the gifts God has given me, to be a blessing to kids and to love them and to nurture them and to steer them to him and, you know, allow God to have his being in them. So through that, I got into therapeutic foster care, and I was there for like 16 years in therapeutic foster care, you know, from the hardcore kids that, you know, get in a lot of trouble and,
mm-hmm,
and a lot
mm-hmm.
of things that by the parents not being there and not having the support that they need. So I, you know, brought a lot of kids in and out of my home, and it's just been a blessing because I love kids, and all of them always come back.
Good,
Ken was one of my foster kids. He's a grown man. He's got a son now. For Father's Day, you know, they came to church, and we took them out to dinner for Father's Day and appreciate him. And on Mother's
mm-hmm.
Day, he came
mm-hmm.
and brought me flowers, you know. And then I have others that always come back, and they come check on me, and they call me, and some got in trouble, and in prison they still calling me, writing me letters, Mom, I should have did what you said, and when we was at church and all this and all that good stuff you put in me, you know, I should have did what I'm supposed to do, and it's not your fault I'm here, and how God is talking to them even in that situation.
Right.
So it's been a blessing ministering and being a blessing of being there for others, you know, when their mom or their father wasn't there, whether they was passed or whether they
mm-hmm.
were able to be there, whatever the situation was, God allowed me to be that mother, and I took it to heart, and I did all that I could do for them, and I'm still doing, and I'm still there for them as of today. Now, a lot of them, they still come back. They know that they have a place that they can come back at all time. My door is always open for them as their mother. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah, and that's such a blessing in things. And, you know, I often think about even how that God has raised up women and things with the passion and things. And sometimes I think about even what comes to my mind is in regards to Moses and Jochebed and things. And even though it was her own son, God afforded that door to be open and things. And some mothers that, you know, that are there crying because they cannot, but they're in their heart yearning that someone that could, you know, stand in their gap. And I can see that spirit of Jochebed upon your heart. That's what comes to my spirit as we're in things. And what a profound, profound call and passion to have and things, and see even the reward and things, and just the passion for the children and things.
One of the most important things in that situation is that they got to know Christ.
So yeah.
When they came in my home, we went to church, they went to church, and I let them know we go to church before I even brought them in the home. We're pastors, and we go to church, and I believe, and, you know, if you don't want to be here, that's fine, but if you come here, this is what we do.
Yes.
They got the word in them. I planted that seed planted in there.
Yeah.
That was a blessing.
Yes, and that's so profound because, like the scripture said, one will plant another water, and God will bring that forth, that increase in things. And I tell you, as I was just looking at some of just the phenomenal things that God has blessed you to do and things also, and what came to my mind when I was reading your bio and things was, you know, picking up the mantle and moving forward. And things came to my spirit, and things even from the loss of Pastor Demp, Senior, and things, and how that you have picked up the mantle and keep moving or have moved it forward. There are many women, and there are women that are find themselves in that role and have been called just to keep moving forward that which God has placed in you all's hand. Could you share or just speak a word to that woman that's out there that has stepped in and picked up the mantle and keeping things moving? Can you just share whatever you could share, wisdom or what's in your heart that you would like to share for that woman or that man? Yeah.
Yes, we just thank God for him using where we know that using his people to minister, and when your spouse or has gone off the scene and you picking up that mantle and God has put in your heart to carry on and to go forth and to be used by him, that you don't get discouraged. You stay in his will. As long as you are in his will and you acknowledging him that he may direct your path, you know, you don't have to worry about people. You ain't got to worry about those that talk about you or those that are not with you or don't want to stay with you. God will take care of you. All we have to do is to stay faithful to him. Stay faithful to him. Keep our eyes on the prize, which is Christ Jesus. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Man will let you down. Man will discourage you. Man, you know, they're not going to be there for you like Jesus will be there for you. So you can always depend on him. So just keep your eyes focused on him and his will for your life. And don't worry about man, because God is going to take care of man. You know, we all belong to him. But he said the soul that sinneth in shall die. When man don't love and don't have compassion for you and don't treat you right, God will take care of that person. You just keep your blessings flowing by being obedient to God and doing what he has called you to do. Amen. And allow him to use you for his glory and his honor. And God will come through every time for you. Stay on your bending knees, because prayer do change things. We have to communicate with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
So he can just lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen.
Amen. And that brings me to the next question, too. But I wanted to say, you know, when you were saying that, Pastor Dempsey, is that what came to my spirit is that the ability in what I'm hearing God has blessed you so graciously is to stay in focus.
Uh-huh.
Stay in focus in on what God has called them to do, stand no matter what.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you said something, too, also, Pastor Demp, in regards about prayer and down on our bending knees. And this is one of the things that it states in your bio, that you carry and bore the burden of a prayer and intercession down in your spirit. And could you elaborate a little bit on, you know, the importance, even in the 21st century where many things are changing and happening and things, but can you speak to for us about prayer and intercession and whatever else God has within your heart that you would like to share with the radio land?
Okay. The scripture comes to mind when I think about prayer. 2 Chronicles, the 7th and 14th verse of that 7th chapter. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. We don't have enough praying going on. We don't have enough intercession going on for God's people. Amen. God's people, those that are not saved, they don't have people that are saved that are praying like they should and interceding for the people. God said all souls belong to him. For the change to come, we need to pray. We need to humble ourselves. We as saints, those that are disciples of Christ, that call themselves disciples, we got to turn from our wicked ways. The word is to the saints first. And it's not to the world. It's to the saints what we need to do in order for a change to come in this world. So we need to pray. We need to communicate with the Lord. And then another scripture always comes to mind, a prayer of praise. Amen. David prayed. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not fear no one. That's what David said. The Lord is my protection. He protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid.
Yes.
That's what David said. And that's what we need to know, that we got to pray to the Lord, that the Lord may be our light and our salvation, and we shall never fear. The Lord shall be our strength and of our life, of whom we shall never be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid of anything, but we should communicate with our Lord and our Savior, because if we don't, he's going to bring fear in our life.
That's
We're not going to have the courage to trust God, to stand on his word, to do what his word called us to do. And he said, man ought to always pray and not to faint. And we're doing a lot of fainting. We're doing a lot of falling away. We're allowing the enemy to take our lives and use us instead of giving our lives to the Lord and allow him to use us by praying, by communicating with the Lord, by seeking his face, by being humble and obedient to the word of God. Prayer is so much needed, and it's the less attended service in the house of the Lord. It's the less thing that people do even at home. They don't pray with their families. They don't pray for their families. So we need to get back to the old land way of doing things, praying and seeking God's face, that he may turn us around in the right direction.
Yes.
Turn away from these sins and things that the world is allowing to happen, these things that are happening in the world, that it won't happen to us, that God will cover us in his blood.
And
prayer is so important.
Yes, yes. And it is, and you said something that it just lifted my spirit, and just, you know, I got so excited about, and things you said, getting back to the foundation, the landmark,
things,
and just getting back to those things. It's almost like traveling in a city almost, and you kind of lost your bearings. But if you get back to that landmark and things, you know how to get back to where you need to go.
Yeah,
and you said that, and I'm like, oh, my God, that is so, so true. We must get back. And then you said also, Pastor, that I thought was so profound is getting back to praying with the family and things, and not only praying, but going on seeking the face of God. And things, and could you elaborate just a little bit on that and things that are seeking, not praying, but seeking the face of God and things like that, just going on a little further down the road there. Please.
It's not surface praying, not just surface praying. We have shut-ins. Where we go in and we seek God's face to change, we put our plates aside, we consecrate ourselves before the Lord when we go before Him, that we can hear from God, saying, God, you know, this is, all this other stuff is not important. You are the most important person. You are the most important Savior in my life. You are important. So I'm putting aside all this other stuff, and I'm seeking you. I'm coming before you. I'm coming. I'm naked and out of shame. I know that I hadn't did everything right. Coming, knowing that you hadn't been all this, what you're supposed to have been in Christ.
Yeah.
Lord, coming with a repentant spirit, broken before Him. Sometimes we come with pride and we come like God over some, and God, you know, it's just that, you know,
that He's blessed
God,
that I'm here.
And I'm here, but, you know, be thankful I'm here, God, not God.
Right.
You know, I don't deserve this, God, but I thank you for just allowing me just to be in the land of the living, because you could have cut me off a long time ago, God.
Yeah.
You allow me to yet be standing, God. And God, you allow me to have my family. You allow me to have this job, this automobile, all these things that I have that I don't even deserve, God.
Mm-hmm,
you know, we kind of owe Him like God owe us something, but He don't. But we owe Him our all and our all. But we
got
to come before Him broken and come from the heart, because He deals with the heart. He say, man, look on the outward appearance, but God deals with the heart. And He knows when we are broken and when we're coming sincere to Him. And God, He don't care how you come. He say, come just as you are. Come. Just come. Just mean what you're saying and be truthful to what you're saying. And when you come to Him, because you can't fool God.
That's
a lot of times we come to God like, you know, He don't know I did this. He don't know that I've been making mistakes. He don't know that I'm lying. All these things that we do, and we expect God to just take us and bless us and be there for us. No, we need to come to God with a repentant spirit. God, I'm a wretch undone. And, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need your strength. I need you to change my life, make me all over again.
Just
the way we come to Him, we got to come to Him in the right way to get the results that we need in our lives when we come seeking His face.
Yes, and I so appreciate Pastor Dempsey, you just sharing and just elaborating in things on that. I just felt the anointing. I was over here doing everything I could to hold myself still and things, because I feel like running and things when you talked about prayer and things and just coming back unto God.
Yeah.
And I love how you said for the change to come. And we need a change as never before in the land. The land needs to be healed, and God needs to move in things in our life, our region, our families, our homes, our community. And we as the people of God have to come back to that place of humility and lay out on the altar and cry out unto the Lord our God. And I really appreciate you saying something that that we don't hear a whole lot of in things is that shutting in, going in, shutting in and falling out on the altar and seeking the face and the mind of God.
Yeah.
That's the landmark.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Well, it has been a pleasure, I tell you. Is there anything else that will be on your heart that you'd like to share with us on today? And things have really just been a tremendous blessing.
Yes, just to have the courage, courage that overcomes fear, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Our understanding will mess us up. It'll get us in trouble. It will not allow the blessings to flow. We don't need to lean to our own understanding. We need to acknowledge Him in everything. We need to go to the Word and acknowledge God in everything we do and say, that He may direct our path. That is so important. We get in trouble. We done made some mistakes. We done made some decisions. We done a lot of things in life we do, and we don't even acknowledge Him first.
Mm-hmm.
We should have been the first one to acknowledge. He is our Heavenly Father. We should acknowledge Him first. And things you have a different outcome. You have a different outlook, Lord to God, if we would acknowledge Him first in everything we do and say, that He may direct our path. And let allow Him to direct us. If He directs us, we're going to make the right decisions. Everything is going to work out for our good. And then whatever the enemy meant for our bad, He will turn it around for our good because He's going to direct our path.
My God, my God. What a beautiful word. Brother, beautiful word to set down in our spirit, in our heart, and bring us back into remembrance, because it's almost, I felt like it was a Deuteronomic experience, like God, when He repeated the law and things, and just how You repeating and reiterating what we should be doing during this time.
Yes.
Reap
the blessings. Glory to God.
Yes, because we're living in a time and things in which so much fear is gripping the heart of the people and even of the precious saints and things. But I kept hearing you saying, you know, get back into prayer so that we have the courage to trust God and things and to overcome that fear. Yes. I tell you, it has been just a tremendous blessing. You have heard it from Senior Pastor Deborah Demps, all the way from the Paradise of Praise Church from there at 1316 Southwest Holden Street in Seattle, Washington. I tell you, it has been a blessing to have the woman of God with us on today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been blessed as well. I tell you, she blessed our hearts sharing about her beautiful experience and how that God has used her in such a profound way in this city, amen, the neighborhood food bank and the clothing bank, and how she opened up her home and became a foster parent for over 30 children, and how God is blessing her to see the fruit of her hand and all of the wonderful things, and taking the mantle and moving forward with the ministry. This great woman of God is a tremendous blessing in the hand of the Lord and blessing us in this region. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been blessed, as she reminded us and spoke to the heart of His children, God's children, for us to go back to prayer and calling on the mighty name of the Lord our God and trusting God and staying focused no matter what men say, no matter what people may do unto you and things. She admonished us on today to stay focused, because God is going to be our helper as you move in the work of the Lord forward. And so I'm going to ask if Senior Pastor Deborah Demps, if she would just give us offers of a prayer as we close out of our session today. I know without a shadow of doubt you've been blessed, but we're going to ask the woman of God, if she does not mind, if she'll come back and just pray. Perhaps there may be someone that's out there that is in a battle, and maybe some a foster mother and things, or one that wanting and desiring and have it down in their heart, that spirit of the Jochebeds and things that is hard for the children and to become a foster parent or whatever God may be doing. And wherever you're at right now, the woman of God is going to offer a prayer unto you. So, Pastor Demps, we put you back in their hands.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
Bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, God, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, God, for being on this show today, oh God, to speak to your people, God, to just give a word of encouragement to those that are listening, God. We ask right now, God, if there be one that are listening, God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, God, don't know which way to turn, God, don't know you as the Lord, their Lord and Savior. We ask right now, God, that you give them the courage to admit, oh God, their sins, oh God, and to believe that you is the Jesus Christ who died on the cross for the remission of their sin, God. And help them to confess, oh God, their faults, that they may be healed, God, that they may be delivered, God, that they may be saved, God, that they may give their lives to you today, God, that they can go to the scripture and the word, God, in Romans 10 and 9, God, if they can just confess, oh God, that with their mouth that you are our Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their hearts, God, and that you raised, God raised Jesus from the dead, God, that they can be saved, God. We pray right now in your saving grace over their lives, God, that someone will speak life into them instead of death, God. Someone will encourage them, oh God, to seek you with their whole heart in the mighty name of Jesus, to build that relationship with you, the giver of all things, God. You are our healer, you are our deliverer, God.
Yes.
That anything that we need to be done, God, you can do it, God. Man's expectancy is God's opportunity, God, and he's waiting on us to come to him. So we pray, oh God, if there are one listening that want to give their life to the Lord, that they will give it to the Lord today.
Yes.
Let this day be the best day of their life by giving their life to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
A blessing over them right now, God, that they will get into a church, find a church home somewhere that they can receive the learning and the teaching they need to build that relationship with you, God, that they won't perish, God, that the enemy won't destroy their lives in these last and evil days. We pray a blessing over them in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you right now, God, for speaking your word, God. We thank you for touching that heart right now. We thank you for that saving grace that you're going to perform in and through your people in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you again, Pastor Demps. It's a tremendous blessing to have her on the show on today. And if you'd like to visit Paradise of Praise, it is located at 1316 Southwest Holden Street in Seattle, Washington, 98106. And their Sunday service starts at 11 a.m., as well as their Wednesday evening service starts at 7 p.m. Be sure to take time out, if you can, to go over and visit. And so, again, we thank each and every one of our listeners and our listening land and things on today. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been blessed, because truly my soul has been blessed on this session on today. And as I will always say unto you, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Until we meet again, I pray that God will bring to your house a no-sorrow blessing. May the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. Tell somebody about our session and for them to come and join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so until we meet again, God bless you, and bye-bye.